Welcome to episode 310 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Okol. If you want to increase the productivity in your organization, then you need to end the infighting that may occur. Ongoing disagreements among coworkers will rob you of your time and take you further away from achieving your goals. For some, office disagreements are romanticized. After all, they're the basis for lots of TV dramas. That's true, but what's good television isn't good for the bottom line. Not every decision is going to be popular, and it's understandable that some will be upset about not receiving opportunities like promotions. We've talked about this before in our episode that dealt with the issue of frustration being a choice. The problem with infighting is that it's a distraction. How much time is your team spending on office gossip, criticizing plans, or not giving a new initiative their full support? As a result, infighting becomes the constant, not the achievement of goals. A toxic environment starts to brew and it affects all. I can usually tell when I'm in a business where infighting runs the show. Here are some signs. The place has become messy. During a busy day, paper may fall to the floor, drop by accident. How long does it take for someone to pick it up, especially if they weren't the one who dropped it? That tells me people have stopped thinking about the collective good of a clean office and will allow a mess if they believe it's not their fault. Next, whispers speak loudly. A toxic situation often includes lots of whispered conversations that suddenly end when certain people walk by. While some spirited discussions can be useful, these have become regular features and happen several times a day. At this point, you're paying people to gossip and complain. The time adds up as they recruit allies and plan counterattacks against things they don't like. I also notice lots of signs and memos. When you walk around the business, you see lots of messages to employees. You see them in the kitchen, the bathrooms, and other public spaces. It's overkill, and it makes you wonder if the authors were inspired by NASCAR advertisements. I like rules, but wonder if the explosion of signs is a product of people feeling like they have no control over their workplace. It's a reflection of unfocused goals and poorly communicated initiatives. It's also a signal that people have stopped speaking directly to one another and are using pieces of paper as ambassadors. What should you do about infighting? If these characteristics are familiar, then you probably have an infighting problem. There's no quick fix to this culture problem, but I found some of these steps to be a good start. Refocus people on their goals. Remind them why they're doing what they do and why it's important. Create a forum where you can hear people's concerns. This doesn't mean you have to change things, but take the time to listen and consider the remarks. Make personnel changes if needed. If someone is no longer a good fit in your organization, then you need to take steps to fix the problem. This could mean dismissing them or finding a better role for them within the business. Usually, people wait too long before making a change. Final thought. Infighting is like weeds. If unaddressed, it grows and spreads. While your team is engaged in infighting, you're making it easier for your competition to beat you. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting? Find out more about my speaking presentations and check out some video clips at my website, kenokol.com. While there, you can also learn more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, which gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget, our productivity video series has new episodes coming out every week. Again, you can check it out at kenokol.com. K-E-N-O-K-E-L. I'm Ken Okol. Take care.